Are the crispy chicken crispinadas from Taco Bell any good?
Today we'll find out.
On episode 27
of the Just Rate It podcast.
Hit the intro. Grab yourself a
chicken mama.
Crispinada.
So,
these look kind of
before
like,
we take a bite of this looking
crispinada,
bronze looking, beautiful looking thing, shout out Taco Bell for not sponsoring us, but making these. They're 500 calories.
$4.
$4 for one of these.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what my co-host has told me.
They kind of look like large versions of...
Like this,
it's pizza
like
rolls.
No,
pizza rolls.
No, not pizza rolls.
Yeah.
What are those half Asian? What are those Asian things? Dumplings.
Dumplings.
They look like dumplings.
I thought dumplings were those little white things, like the.
Yeah, they're like white and they're like sealed at the edge.
Oh, so like half a dumpling.
Yes.
Half a dumpling, half a pizza roll.
Kind of. Whatever food you eat.
Yes. Let's try. All right,
here we go.
Cheers. Just rate it.
Okay, so that was
the crispy chicken crispinada.
Crispinada. It's probably one of the better things we've gotten from Taco Bell. I will say that.
I agree.
I will say I'm not a big fan of Taco Bell.
Really?
No.
I feel like Taco Bell's
a big hitter. It's just like Mexican food is like, I really like Chipotle. Tough. Really good. But like, I don't know, there's something about Taco Bell when I eat it, I just feel like I'm just eating like fat, it just tastes unhealthy. You know, like when you eat like Sour Patch Kids, like that's sugary and it's unhealthy, but it doesn't like, you don't eat it and you're like, oh, I'm dying.
I guess I'm just more adjusted to fast food.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I've eaten a lot of fast food. I eat a lot of that. Actually, when I eat fast food though, like I get Cane's. And I get Chipotle.
I don't know if it's just cheese and chicken. It looks like it. It might have some sauce, but.
So, as far as this crust or whatever you want to call this on the outside of the dumpling, it's good. I like it. It's crispy. It's not like hard. Like it tastes like it's got a crisp, but it's not like you're chewy. It's not chewy. I won't call it chewy. And you don't want it to be chewy. That's not good. So, I like that. Cheese, a little bit too much for me. It's a little bit too cheesy.
It is gooey.
Yeah, gooey's, no, we don't want that. I'll give it a 7.2.
For my loyal Taco Bell visitors out there, I would compare this very much to just their chicken quesadillas. It's like a crunchy chicken quesadilla. When I'm eating just the chicken part, it tastes, it's their chicken, you can tell. But I like their chicken, I gotta say. I like their chicken.
He likes their chicken.
And when I go to Taco Bell, not for Just Rated purposes, I get their quesadillas.
Yeah. I was actually about to say that. Like, I was about to say that, like, if I went to Taco Bell, this is when I get the quesadillas.
I get the quesadillas, especially for the jalapeno sauce.
Just steak quesadillas. Mm.
Only they were still here.
Touch me.
Those were good. No, it was limited.
I didn't know that.
But those were good. Those were good.
You're going to make me cry.
I'm sorry. It's not like you go to Taco Bell.
It's going
to
be emotional. It's an emotional Just Rated pod.
I think I'm going to give these
8.3.
Explain
the 8.3.
8.3?
That's pretty high.
In my mind, let me explain my ratings. I think 7 is mid.
Yeah, seven.
You would think five, but
seven. It's seven. If you really, if you think about the human psyche,
mm-hmm.
people will rate something seven if they think it's mid.
Yeah.
So
I think 7 is mid, 8 is good, 9 is great, and 10 is perfect. Mm-hmm. So I think this is good. So I think it's a little better than good, actually. So I say 8.3.
So you think it's good?
I think it's anything below 7, you're getting like really bad.
Yeah.
Below 5.
I would say really bad. I think like a 6 is like.
Well, think about it.
A 6 is, yeah. like, a 7 is, mm, Six, five. Yeah. Like anything above a five is like, don't. Mm-mm. No.
But the thing is, seven is mid, and you're not going to order something mid. So if it's below mid, then it's
well, I mean, you might. If you're going to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has some good
things. You got to assume. But. All right, now, this came with a spicy sauce.
Spicy ranch, to be
exact. A spicy ranch.
Which we're going to try.
Which came in very nice packaging, may I add. Top, reclosable, reusable, if you're broke. Most people eating Taco Bell
are broke.
Are broke.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's like a giant tube. And when you bite down on it, it squishes the tube and all the cheese comes out. So then the cheese would go everywhere.
It's very
if you're not careful. But we were careful, so no mess today, baby.
That's why you always carry protection for your food.
Yep. You always wear protection. All right.
Where?
So we're talking about spicy sauce.
Yeah. It's basically, if you don't know what spicy ranch is, it's ranch that is
spicy.
It's hot. And this wasn't very spicy. I gotta say, it was more of a mild ranch. But I think that's good. You know, I like spice. But too much, it's like, it's more of a torture feeling.
Yeah.
It's so accurate. It's not very pleasant.
Yeah.
I think this increases the rating. By just a little bit.
I would say it increases the rating, but I will say that the name is misleading. Because it's not a spicy ranch. It's just like a tangy ranch.
Yeah, they could just call it like special ranch or something.
So they are misleading. So if you bought this, and you wanted a spicy ranch.
You got scammed.
Well, then you wouldn't be happy.
Maybe if you had like a terrible spice tolerance, it would be kind of spicy.
If you had a what?
Terrible spice tolerance.
Yeah, I guess if you're like a woman.
I think my old rating was 8.3 with
the... I was about to say like an 8.5.
No, I was about to say, bro, don't spoil my rating.
Okay, okay.
With the spicy ranch, I'm going to say 8.4.
Ah, oh, you're going to say 8.5.
I promise.
I promise.
I said I was going to barely add it. 8.4.
Oh, we never just ready calculated it.
That's right.
We'll whatever, we'll do it later. I'll say it's a... 0.2. Mm. I was at 7.1, so... I don't know. To be honest, I'm going to change my original rating. I'm going to change my original rating to a 6.5, and then I'm going to say this is a 6.7.
You're going down?
Yeah.
What made you go down?
I was just thinking about what 7 means. 7 means mid.
Do you think this is below mid?
I think it's below mid.
Really?
Yeah. I think compared to the things that we mostly have, this is below average.
Alright. So you're changing your original rating to 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5, so this is going to be a 6.7.
Okay.
All right, should we calculate it, ladies and gentlemen?
Just ready to calculate both of them.
All right, what was yours for the first one?
8.3. 8.3 plus 6.7.4.
For the original.
So base, raw, original... Version.
No protection.
7.4. Now with
protection. 11. Yeah, I did that wrong.
Somebody's not getting their paycheck.
So we did it wrong. So we're at 7.55. And I think we just round up to 2 decimals, right?
That is 2 decimals.
Yep. Which means that we leave it how it is.
Oh, what was the other one? 7.4?
7.40.
So 7.40 with the ranch is
7.55.
It's a nice upgrade. All right, final item. The double berry freeze. What berries there are, we have no idea. But they're double berries.
And it's melted a lot. It used to look like America, but now it looks like the border.
That makes no sense.
Because the border is collapsing, and this is collapsed. So it's America.
All right, here we go. Intelligent joke. Thank you.
nothing. There's not blue blue raspberry isn't a thing.
It's made up for drink flavors and candy flavors. So what is it?
So what are the flavors? Dyed blue. I guess. Maybe.
Well, no, because raspberries don't taste like that. Raspberries kind of taste like grapes to me. I have no idea. What is the flavor then?
That tastes very similar to just the plain blue raspberry. So I think that might be blue raspberry in there.
Yeah.
So, is it better than blue raspberry?
This is good.
Is it better than blue raspberry?
No. This is definitely on the lower end of spectrum, honestly, of the freezes. But it's still a freeze. And the freezes are still god tier. So this is still good.
Honestly, I would say lower. I think it's the second best. No. Mm. No, this is lower than the mango. Lower than mango.
The mango was our fourth.
Oh, so yeah, this is fifth in my opinion. What was mango, do you know?
It's 8. I want to say it was 8.45. Yeah, mango freeze was 8.43. Okay.
I also just like the mango because mango is like just kind of a unique flavor. Because yeah. Most drinks are flavors you already like recognize.
Yeah.
But mango's...
Mango's a good flavor. I love mangoes. I think that's one reason I was really disappointed by it is because like I love mangoes and it wasn't... So I was expecting more from it. And I don't think it really hit for me. I mean, it still was good. I still probably rated it in the 8s, but...
Yeah. But for me, I think the mango is better than this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this... I would agree with that. I'll give this a... I'm just going to get right into it. I'm going to say this is a flat... No, not a flat. Yeah. Flat 8. Flat 8.
Dude, I like my 8s curvy at least.
Sorry, this wasn't curvy.
I'm gonna go 8.7.
8.7?
Yeah. Which, I could do it in my head, but...
No, you can't.
I know I can't. What am I saying? Who do I think I am? Bill Einstein?
I don't think I've ever learned about that.
I'm not that guy.
What did Bill Einstein do?
16.7. Divided by 2. 8.35. Ladies and gentlemen, the new freeze. I will say, I think the rating of the freeze is our signature thing.
It is.
And kind of is our signature.
I don't think...
It's been a minute, too.
I think we're always pretty accurate on these. Mm-hmm. So you can trust us. We've rated the most of these. I think we've rated every flavor. Except they might have had a grape flavor that we didn't rate. But who cares about grape?
Yeah, grape is... Dude, that would be worse than whatever that... What I rated a 3 was. There's no way it was a 3. That was so bad.
The cherry. Bro.
Rest in peace, dude. I rated it a 3. That's awful.
Well, it was a good episode. Pretty good food. We'll probably take a break from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We've had probably every item they've ever made.
Yeah.
but, you know, who knows what we'll rate next?
Find out next time.
Undress rated.
Don't touch me. Oh, we didn't do a just read mug ad.